Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
In this broadcast, we want to apply what our dearest Jesus called the gospel of the kingdom to the dark-skinned peoples of the world, otherwise referred to as black people. So our subject will be the continuing part of how Jesus ministered to the dark-skinned peoples of the world. How Jesus Christ ministered to the dark-skinned peoples of the world. You know, the Greek word translated nations and Gentiles in most parts of the New Testament is the word ethnos. This word ethnos is spelled E-T-H-N-O-S, and it refers to a group of people, irrespective of geopolitical boundaries, who have similar lifestyles and therefore similar circumstances. Now, to each of these people groups of the world, the gospel of the kingdom can be applied to them. And the objective will be to afford them the opportunity to witness or to experience in their own positive uniqueness God's kingdom or royalty, rule and realm, both in their spiritual and secular lives, before our dearest Jesus comes again. Now, let's look closely at how Jesus ministered to dark-skinned peoples of the world. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 and verse 10 says, and I quote, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost," unquote. Now, we have established an understanding of Jesus' ministry to black people. You know, our beloved Jesus came on earth not just for the Jews, but for non-Jews as well. Luke chapter 2, verse 30 to 32. This means that whatever he did whilst he was physically with us had a direct bearing on non-Jews too. As we noted in our first broadcast on this subject, Jesus came to solve both the general and specific problems of humanity in their peculiarity. In this light, he ministered specially to people of color or black people in his mission to Jericho. So let's talk about Jesus' mission to Jericho. Beloved, in life, it is important where certain statements are made. Now, one of the most important statements of Jesus about his ministry on earth was made in Jericho. Yes, it was in Jericho that Jesus said the famous words, and I quote, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost," unquote. Now, Jesus knew the relevance of this important statement to the inhabitants of this historic city, and how it was to be understood. Beloved, the mention of Jericho takes our minds back to what was lost, not only at the first beginning of Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 3, but at the second beginning in Genesis chapter 9. You know, Jericho comprised the seven cities of Ham's last-born Canaan, which was conquered by Israel according to Joshua chapter 3 verse 10 and chapter 24 verse 11 and Acts 13, 19. Joshua had actually put an indirect curse on the rebuilding of Jericho after his conquest, Joshua 6, 26. So what Jesus had come to seek and save was the kingdom of God that had been lost to mankind as a whole and black people in particular as a special case. You need to understand that Jesus did not come to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to individuals only, but to cities or people groups as well. Declaring the purpose for his coming, Jesus said, and I quote, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent," unquote. Now note that Jesus did not say he was to preach the kingdom of God in other cities. He said to other cities. In other words, Jesus had a work to do to cities or people groups, and not just in cities or to individuals. Therefore, he's going through Jericho. Jesus is going through Jericho was a prophetic move to solve major spiritual challenges plaguing Jericho's people. These inhabitants of Jericho were the then representative of the small population of black people with a cursed status. In other words, through Jericho, Jesus ministered to the small number of the worst placed black peoples of the world. Worst placed, not because they were created that way, but because of unfortunate circumstances that they had innocently and unjustly inherited from their forebears. Beloved, the people of Jericho represented the most disadvantaged of persons on earth in the time of Jesus. You need to understand that the greatest work of God is not immediately known or visible. So wherever Jesus went, various bondages were graciously broken, the greatest of which were not immediately seen. Neither were they recorded. Such was the effect of Jesus' ministry to the black peoples of his day, and by extension to us today. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Our Lord was anointed to go about doing good and thus undoing all evil. So Jesus had to minister specially to Jericho, which was also the city of his ancestors. You know, Jesus was linked to Jericho through his great-grandmother Rahab, who was of this ancient city. Yes, through Rahab, Jesus came through Canaan, the son of Ham, and so he had to minister to his own. Matthew 1:5, Isaiah 58:7, Psalm 106, verse 22. Now, how could our blessed Lord Jesus come through a man called Canaan, who was cursed to servitude by Noah? This can only be the work of God, who calls light from darkness, healing from sickness, prosperity from poverty, solutions from problems, and leaders from servants. Now, we want to have a closer look at some four fundamental challenges of dark-skinned people that our dearest Jesus ministered to whilst he was on earth. Our Jesus solved four main challenges generally facing Africans and people of African descent through his ministry to Jericho. After doing this, he went to the cross to seal up the victory with his blood. Beloved, the blood of Jesus sealed up the immaculate performance he showed whilst he walked the earth. Jesus therefore bequeathed four blessings to us as black people in his mission to Jericho. Jericho being the point of contact to all black people, because through Canaan, black people or Jericho represented the worst part of the descendants of Ham, who was the father of all black people. Our Lord did this by overcoming some four challenges that people of Africa and African descent have generally and historically faced. Now, the first of these four challenges is the challenge of the restoration of sight, or having sight, or revelation, or knowledge. The first of the four challenges of Jericho was overcoming a blind spirit. Luke 18:35 says, and I quote, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging," unquote. Beloved, blindness that led to a beggarly lifestyle greeted Jesus in his Jericho mission. It was the first problem that the anointing on Jesus attracted. Let us briefly describe blindness, because Jesus Christ had come to give sight to the blind. Luke 4:18. Who is the blind? I'll give you four definitions. Number one, the blind is somebody with normal eyes or all that it takes to see, but who cannot see? My friend, having sight goes beyond looking. You can look at something and not see it, because seeing is not as casual as looking. Having sight demands a long, hard look. So overcoming blindness, therefore, requires the concentration of not just your physical eyes, but the application of other faculties like the mind. You know, we actually see with the mind. So looking is instantaneous, but seeing requires a search. Seeing requires a process. It requires diligence. This is because your mind can lock you out of seeing what is around you as a black person, although you may be looking at it. So you must search to see what you have. Yes, you must look hard around you as a black person, because God has not put your blessings far away from you. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 24 teaches us that actually all your blessings is in you if you are a believer. So my friend, may you overcome blindness. May you see the blessings and possibilities in and around you as a black person. Now, secondly, a blind person is somebody who cannot see light for himself, because as you know, the human eye has no light of its own. So human eye sees through the light available around. Beloved, a blind person cannot see the light. In other words, he cannot see the advantages, the opportunities, or the positives in and around him. A blind person only sees darkness. He only sees the evils, the disadvantages, and the negatives which is in him and which is around him. But there cannot be evil without good, my friend. There cannot be disadvantage without the advantageous. And there cannot be the negative without the positive. But blind people cannot see the opportunities, the good, and the advantages immediately in and around them. Therefore, blind people can be sitting on gold and yet begging for money. A foreigner will come and discover what they have because they cannot see for themselves. As you know, religion blinds. I'll say it again, my friend, religion blinds. But the kingdom message of Jesus lightens mankind's darkness. John chapter 9 verse 39. So as a spiritually tuned people group, black people everywhere have generally been blind for long because of our attachment to religion. Because we are so spiritually tuned, but we are tuned to our own ways of going about how we should serve God. We have our own standards, our own righteousness, our own what is right and acceptable in the sight of God. But like blind Bartimaeus of Jericho, I believe that it is time to throw off our religious coat, our religious covering, just as Bartimaeus took it off and threw it away from him. It is time for black people to cast the religious garment away and embrace the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus. You know, religion is man's ways and ideas about serving God, which is not based upon the truth of the kingdom work of Jesus. May you embrace the good news of Jesus' kingdom, my friend, even as you are listening to me. Amen? Now, a blind person is thirdly somebody who requires another person or an aid to lead him. He needs help for him to move or make progress. He needs an aid to lead him. A blind person depends on external help, and so is always following somebody. Beloved, other people groups should not keep holding the generality of the hand of black people as if we are children. No, black people should see and walk by themselves, because it is time to walk. God actually did not create followers. He only created leaders. All followers, therefore, are potential leaders. You cannot follow and copy other people forever, my friend. Soon you will have to customize and develop your own. Yes, soon you will have to lead yourself to where God has destined for you. Lead yourself in inverted commas to where God has destined for you. Last of all, a blind person is somebody who finds himself in a ditch. Luke chapter 6 verse 39. He finds himself in a ditch because of wrong leadership.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Generally speaking, black people must take charge of their own lives. They must have Jesus recover their sight by embracing the gospel of the kingdom, and they must lead themselves, in inverted commas, lead themselves out of their undesirable circumstances, whether it's in their spiritual lives, their political lives, their social lives, their educational structures, and their academic lives, whatever, in medicine, in media, in transportation. It is time for us to embrace the gospel of Jesus's kingdom that branches into all these aspects of mankind's life and apply it in a way as to take us out of our undesirable situations. Now, for a brief moment, I want us to talk about the priority of light and sight. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 to 3 says, and I quote, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." In other words, that's unquote. In other words, my friend, when God saw darkness, He said, let there be light. Now, one of the first things that God does in restoring mankind is to bring us light or sight. Beloved, before God can do anything for us as black people, before He can do anything for you as an individual, there need to be light, there need to be sight, there need to be revelation in your life. To have your life restored, your sight needs to be restored first. You know, God's work does not thrive in darkness or ignorance. So there was a blind spirit leading Jericho. I'll say it again. There was a blind spirit that was leading Jericho that resulted in a sitting attitude and a begging disposition. It confronted anybody who was on the highway to Jericho. This was the first condition that met Jesus in His mission to Jericho. The blind man, Bartimaeus, was just a front for this blind spirit. Jesus just needed a point of contact to deal with this lurking spirit that seemed to blind black people to who they are, what they have got, and to God's mind about them. So our Lord Jesus' point of contacting the spirit of blindness in Jericho was this blind man called Bartimaeus. I want you to know that dark-skinned people will see again. My friends, when you do not know who you really are and what you have got, Satan will reduce you to a highway-side professional beggar. But I want you to know that it is below the dignity of any man to beg instead of bargaining with what the person has. When the blind man was told that Jesus of Nazareth was the one the commotion in the highway was all about, he put Jesus in his kingly elements. In other words, blind man Bartimaeus, he put Jesus Christ in his royal elements. He did this by calling Jesus the Son of David, which was a royal title. and asking for royal grace to restore his sight. But then the people around him told him to hold his peace and accept his blind beggarly status. Nevertheless, this blind representative of black people in general refused to be at peace with his blind condition. Similarly, it is the set or proper time for dark-skinned peoples of the world to tackle God for their proper sight. We should not be forced to be at peace with the general beggarly disposition of many African countries and peoples or African peoples in the diaspora. You know, generally humans like to see other people continually subservient to them. Yes, people feel good about themselves for others to continually look up to them. But Africa will not continue to be generally called the dark continent because of ignorance of her dark-skinned inhabitants to their true identity and roles in the human family. They will not be seen as inferior to other people groups in the human family because of a lack of sight. Job 12 verse 3. The blind man of Jericho refused to beg for money from Jesus as he normally did to all other people. Rather, he asked for sight or revelation. He asked for knowledge or wisdom and understanding. In other words, he asked that he might see light, or he must have his sight back. This request pleased Jesus, so he granted him just that. In the same way, I urge you to ask God for and pursue revelation. Pray that God will give you understanding. He will give black people knowledge about what we have got, about ourselves, about his purpose for us, about how God sees us truly. We must ask God for wisdom about our lives. We should not be asking money from other people, just like blind Bartimaeus did not ask money from Jesus. He rather asked for sight or wisdom or revelation from him. Why do we need sight? Why do black people need wisdom and revelation? Why do we in particular need to have our sight recovered or restored? It is because, number one, we provided sight to Moses. Black people provided sight to Moses in his bid to take God's people to the promised land. We provided this service through a dark-skinned man called Hobab, the brother-in-law of Moses. Numbers chapter 10 verse 31. So it is particularly unbecoming for Africans and people of African descent to be blind at this time, when God needs us to lead his New Testament church to their place of promise, as we did in the church in the wilderness, when through Hobab we led the church in the wilderness to the promised land. Isaiah 60 verse 6. Number two, why is it that we need to have our sight back? It is because we are the fathers or leaders of all other men. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. You know, the first mentioned king of humans in the second beginning, that is the time of Noah, was a dark-skinned man called Nimrod. Nimrod was the grandson of Ham through Cush or Ethiopia. Genesis 10, 8 to 12. Beloved, sin has got to do with good leadership. Luke 6, 39. Mankind find themselves in a ditch. Mankind as a whole, they find themselves in a ditch because their natural leaders, black people, have been generally struck with blindness. Of course, I'm not suggesting that all black people are blind. Neither am I suggesting that there are no natural leaders who are light-skinned. Indeed, all humans are created as potential leaders. It is left for us to be made into functional leaders or operational leaders or practical leaders, which I am talking to you about. Jesus heals our sight in order for us to get our natural leadership roles back. Psalm 68 verse 31 to 32. My friend, by Jesus' kingdom message, he made all mankind kings or leaders and not servants. When black people everywhere shall embrace the gospel of the kingdom, our leadership grace will start to manifest. You know, our dearest Jesus disposed humanity anew. The Greek word translated testament, as in Matthew chapter 26 verse 28, where Jesus Christ said that this is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. That word translated testament is the word that can also be translated disposition. That is why I say that our dearest Jesus disposed humanity anew. And he did that through his blood. Yes, through his blood, Jesus gave all mankind a new disposition or a new covenant with God and with one another, wiping our old negative records clean and reinstating our graces. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and then verse 9 to 10. Moreover, number 3, black people need to have their general blindness healed, because seeing the light of God about them has to do with conviction of faith. As you know, our father Abraham heard God's word, but he could not believe until the word was illustrated to him in the seeing of stars as his descendants, Genesis chapter 15 verse 4 to 6 and Hebrews 11:13. Isn't it true that seeing is believing? Yes, conviction of faith that comes from seeing ensures specific action being taken. So, through seeing what God wants us to see about ourselves as dark-skinned people, we can get practical about what we must do to bless humanity. I will say it again. When we have sight and we see what God wants us to see about ourselves as black people, we can then get practical about what we must do to bless the whole of humanity. Hallelujah. Now, number 4, dark-skinned people need to see so that we can come to our real selves and we can recover ourselves and move out of the ditch that we generally find ourselves in. You know, when the lost, the wayward, and the prodigal son came to himself, he was restored to the human family, away from almost feeding like an animal. In other words, this prodigal son, when he came to himself, he had his proper status as a son of the father back, all by grace. Luke chapter 15 verse 17 to 32. Similarly, my friend, God is about to generally restore Africans, both on the home continent and the diaspora, to their place in the Father's house by the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus. He is about to clothe black people in the best robe or identity available among mankind. He is about to give us a ring of love and authority in the human family and feed us with such fatted meat or revelation that we will become stable in our restoration back into the human family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The time for restoration has come upon us as people of color. Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.